Title: Build Up Noise Control with Lev 12 Stock Packs Advanced. Alright, let's get into some advanced drum and bass buildup work in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices and stock sounds. This one is all about build-up noise control, not how to add white noise, but how to make noise feel like pressure and momentum without turning your mix into a fizzy blanket that ruins the drop. Because indeed NB, build-ups live or die on this. Energy rises, but clarity stays. And right at the drop, the air needs to disappear so the kick and snare feel violent. Here's what we're building. A reusable build noise boss. It'll open up. Get brighter, get wider, get more intense, then it'll snap tight and duck hard on the drop. You'll be able to reuse it across projects, and if you want, you can macro it so you're basically automating one or two controls most of the time. First, quick mindset shift. Treat noise like a mix element, not an effect. Imagine your noise group as its own mini pre-master lane. It needs headroom targets. At the peak of the build, your noise should sit behind your snare roll and behind any tonal riser. If you solo the drums, the noise should feel like air pressure. It should not sound like you introduced a brand new top-end instrument. Step 1. Source the noise layers. We want at least two. One clean, one textured. Create a group and name it Build Noise. Inside it, make two MIDI tracks, Noise Clean and Noise Texture. On Noise Clean, load operator. Set the oscillator to noise. Turn the filter on. Use a high-pass filter mode like HP12 and give it a little resonance, somewhere around 0.2 to 0.35. That resonance is key because it helps the sweep speak instead of just sliding silently. Set the amp envelope so it's not clicky and it's not too long. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. You want it smooth, not spitty. Now noise texture. You can do this with Waveitable or simpler. If you choose Waveitable, pick something noisy, crany, or wide. Add unison, 2 to 4 voices, but don't smear it too hard. This is texture, not a super saw cloud. If you choose simpler, grab a stock texture sample. Search the browser for noise, vinyl, air, texture, foley. Load something with character. You can warp off if it's a stable sample, or use beats if you want it more rhythmic. Loop a short region so it sustains consistently. Cool. That's the raw material. Now the secret sauce is the control chain on the build noise group. This is where the advanced part lives, because we're going to build a chain that's designed for automation and mix discipline. Device 1. Auto filter. This is your main sweep. Set it to a steep high pass. HP 24. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. You're not trying to destroy it, you're just giving it edge so it cuts through at lower volume. And the automation target here is simple. Filter frequency. Classic DNB approach. At the start of the build, your high pass might be around 150 to 300 Hz. As you approach the drop, you ramp that up to something shockingly high, like 2 to 6k Hz. That's not a typo. When the high pass gets that high, you're basically creating that air pressure urgency without low-end mess. Teacher tip. Don't just do one straight ramp. Build-ups feel more pro when the movement has phrasing. Try a steady rise. Then in the last beat or two, do a tiny dip and slam it back up. That little catch-your-breath moment creates tension. Next device, EQ8. We're going to do dynamic-ish control, but with automation, not dynamic EQ. Set band 1 as a low cut at about 120 to 200 Hz, steep slope. Even though auto-filter is already doing the sweep, this is your safety net so the noise never grows a tail down low. Then set a bell around 3.5 to 7 kHz with a medium Q, maybe 1.0 to 1.8, and set a high shelf around 9 to 12 kHz. Here's the move. Automate brightness in stages, not one long ramp. Stage 1, early build. Keep it band limited. Let it be more body, more mid-forward so it reads on small speakers without beating harsh. Stage 2, middle build. Introduce presence, that 3 to 6 kHz zone, carefully. This is where harshness happens. Your bell automation might go from 0 up to maybe plus 4 dB over time, but do it gradually. Stage 3, last bars only. Open the air. Automate that high shelf up just a couple dB, like 0 to plus 3, and only in the last 2 to 4 bars, then remove it instantly at the drop. That last part is the whole point. The ear gets used to that top-end spray instantly. If you don't remove it, the drop feels smaller. Next device, roar. This is for harmonics and motion. Start in warm or neutral. Keep drive modest because noise distorts fast. Something like 5 to 15% is plenty. Make sure roar isn't bringing back lows. Keep it trimmed. Add subtle modulation. Slow. LFO rate between half a bar and 2 bars, with a small amount. The goal is movement, not wobble. Then automate Roar's drive so it rises through the build, maybe 5% up to 18%, and then drops right at the drop. That drop back is important. If you keep the drive maxed, the noise will keep shouting during the drop, even if you turned it down. Next, hybrid reverb. This is size. Use the algorithmic side for clean air. Decay might be anywhere from 2.5 to 6.5 seconds depending on how long the build is and how busy your mix is. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. High cut 7 to 10 kHz so the reverb isn't just a hiss generator. Mix around 10 to 25% if it's on the bus directly. Now automate it like an arranger. Bring the decay up slightly toward the peak, like 3 seconds to 5.5 seconds. Bring the mix up mostly in the last 4 bars. Then hard cut it at the drop, like, don't be polite, go down to 0 to 5% immediately. Extra cleanliness trick, if your reverb tail is building harshness, put an EQ8 before hybrid reverb and nudge a bit around 6 to 9 kHz, wherever the spray can lives. You can even automate that notch deeper in the final bars. Next, utility for stereo discipline. Automate width. Early build, keep it tighter like 80 to 110%. Late build, widen up to 140 to 170%. Then the fun move, right at the drop. Snap it down, even 0 to 70% for one beat. Then return to normal for the drop. That momentary collapse makes the drop feel wider even if you didn't change the drop at all. It's a perception hack, and it works. But check mono. Seriously, when you widen noise, it's easy to overdo facey width. Do a mono check. If the noise collapses and vanishes, pull the width back, or do your widening later in the chain after tone shaping so the mid-channel stays present. Next, blue compressor. This is gentle containment. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold so you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at the peak. Soft clip on for subtle safety. Then a limiter as the final net. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Ideally it's barely working. If it's clamping constantly, the noise is too loud, or your resonance and drive are spiking. Now we sidechain, because in DNB, the groove is sacred. Noise should pump with the drums so it doesn't smear transients. On the build noise group, add a compressor for sidechaining. Sidechain input from your drum bus, or kick and snare bus. Attack super fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Tune it to the tempo and feel. Faster for jump up, a touch longer for rollers. Ratio around 4 to 1. Threshold so you're getting 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Advanced automation move. Don't keep the duck constant. Automate it so early build might duck 2 to 3 dB. And the last 4 bars duck 6 to 10 dB. That way, the peak stays clean and punchy even as the noise gets brighter and wider. Now let's talk build automation, arrangement ready. Imagine 174 BPM, 16 bar build into the drop. Your core automation lanes are auto filter frequency for the high pass sweep, utility width to widen over time, hybrid reverb mix and decay to increase then cut, sidechain threshold to intensify ducking near the end, and optionally, the group volume for a final taper. Timing tip that saves mixes, lead with filters, follow with level. If you automate loudness first, you'll hit the limiter early and the build will feel flat. If you automate spectral movement first, the build feels like it's rising even before it's actually louder. Now add DNB accents. From 8 bars out to 4 bars out, bring in a subtle snare roll and let the noise widen. From 4 bars out to 1 bar out, increase distortion a bit and open the top shelf slightly. In the last bar, create a micro moment. Either mute the noise for an eighth note before the drop, or slam width to 0 for a collapse. At the drop, do the 3 hard cuts. Reverb mix down, width down, and the noise level down or even bypass the bus. That air cut is why the drop feels like it punches forward. If you want to make this reusable and fast, rack it up with macros. Select the devices on the build noise group and group them into an audio effect rack. Map macros like this. Macro 1, sweep, auto filter frequency. Macro 2, air, EQ8 high shelf gain. Macro 3, width, utility width. Macro 4, wash, hybrid reverb mix. Macro 5, drive, roar drive. Macro 6, duck, sidechain compressor threshold or ratio if you prefer. Then create macro variations in Live 12. Make 3 flavors, roller build, controlled and darker. Jump up hype, brighter and wider. Neuro tension, more drive, tighter duck. One more advanced variation that's ridiculously effective, mid/side noise management, and another EQ8 after your main tone shaping, set it to M/S mode. In the mid channel, do a gentle dip around 2-5 kHz so you don't mask the snare crack. In the side channel, do a gentle lift around 8-12 kHz, only in the last bars. Automate that side shelf, so it feels like the width opens upward instead of just turning into harsh center wash. And here's another advanced move if you want the build to feel like it's ramping even when the volume stays stable. Change the shape of the sidechain, not just the depth. Make an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain is fast duck with a quick release. The other is slow duck with a longer release so it swells. Map a macro to the chain selector and gradually move toward the end of the build. That changing envelope shape makes the build feel like it's accelerating. If you want aggression without ruining the whole build, do a parallel fizz lane. Inside the noise group, make a parallel chain that's allowed to be ugly but controlled. High pass and low pass it aggressively, drive it harder with roar. Catch it with a limiter, then keep it very low in level. Automate that lane and only for the final one or two bars. Your main noise stays smooth, but you get that urgent edge right before the drop. And for a more subtle pre-drop vacuum, instead of muting the noise, sweep the auto filter past audible range, super high, and pull utility gain down slightly. It feels like the air gets sucked out, but it doesn't sound like an obvious hard mute. Great for techie rollers. Quick mini exercise. Make an 8-bar build before a drop. Add the build noise group and chain. Automate auto filter high pass from about 250 hz up to 4.5 kHz. Automate width from 95% to 160%. Automate hybrid reverb mix from 10% to 22%, then down to about 3% at the drop. Set your sidechain so you're ducking about 3 dB early and around 8 dB late. Then in the last 8th note before the drop, mute the noise group or drop its volume to negative infinity. Render it and listen. Does the drop feel clearer and heavier than before? If not, your first fixes are almost always reduce the high shelf, increase ducking, or pull the noise bus down slightly in the last bar. Even a 1 dB trim can make the kick and snare feel way bigger. Recap. Build-up noise is automation-driven mix control. This audio version is shortened for playback.